Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be talking about ordinary miracles. And today's podcast is actually an excerpt from our new self-study program, Living from the Inside Out. We've just released this program on Udemy. And within the first 4 days, it went from brand new and noteworthy to bestseller. And I've kind of been blown away by the response. We have people doing the program now in over 45 countries. And it thrills me that this has been taken up and received so well. So I wanted you to have a chance to get a feel for the program. And I think you'll particularly enjoy, this is from the second session of the program. And I talk about the miraculous nature of life.
When I use the phrase ordinary miracles, I think of what Einstein said. And he said, in life, you have to live as though nothing is a miracle, or as though everything is. And to illustrate that point, let me show you a miracle. Okay, you wanna see a miracle? Watch this. Okay, I've got an ordinary pen. Okay, you ready? You wanna see it again? Pretty cool, huh? Now the reason I call that a miracle is because if you think about it, there's no particular reason that when I let go of this, it wouldn't just stay right here in space, except that we understand that there's this principle that we call gravity, which is a function of the way that the Earth spins and the speed and the force, and it creates an effect that draws things down towards it, which is why every single time I drop this pen, it's going to fall to the ground. There's not a single time. There's not a single exception. It doesn't even matter if you believe it or not. Every time I let go of this pen, it's going to fall to the ground. And that's what a principle is. A principle is something that is so fundamental to the way that something works, to the way that any field that we're studying works, that everything in that field is built out from those basic principles. So I often use the example of in geometry of a point, line, plane postulate. Now, that sounds really complicated, but it really isn't. Even if you don't remember your high school geometry, right? A point is that little dot. A line is when you have a bunch of little dots extending in both directions, infinite into the distance. And then a plane is where you have a bunch of lines all on a single level, like an infinite sheet of paper, extending as far as you can imagine and then further. Now, there's no such thing in nature as a point or a line or a plane. But if you build from those three basic principles, you can do everything that we've learned to do in geometry and design. Think about other kinds of planes, the kind of planes that fly by in the sky. Now, for a lot of us, we do see those as miraculous, even though we see them every day. And yet those operate from some very basic principles. Principles of lift and thrust and drag. Bernoulli's principle about how the shape of the wing allows the plane to lift. We take them for granted. But that doesn't make it any less miraculous. There's an incredible intelligence behind the design of most things in life, including life itself. Now, when we talk about an inside-out paradigm, the question that then comes up is, well, if the world really does work that way, and that's the premise we're operating from, if my life really is unfolding from the inside out, and I'm experiencing my thought, I'm not experiencing what's coming in, I'm experiencing something that I'm then projecting out. Well, what are the principles behind that? How does that work? And when it comes to human beings, there are essentially three fundamental principles. And the first principle is what I call the God principle. And we sometimes call it the principle of mind. And that's the fundamental awareness that we are alive. Now that may seem really basic. It's an ordinary miracle that we're alive. But it's an incredible miracle that this combination of cells inside your body somehow are animated and cohesive in a way that allows us to interact and think of ourselves as these separate beings having these separate lives that bump into each other from time to time. So the God principle, the principle of mind, essentially says that we have life and that there is an energy of life that we are a part of. And everyone agrees on this, right? The scientists, the physicists talk about the energy of life. They talk about the quantum field, right? The mystics talk about the great oneness, the ocean of life. You'll find in any religion, they'll talk about the Alpha and the Omega. They'll talk about God. They'll talk about the Godhead. They'll talk about the totality. They'll talk about the formless and the form. Well, that whole thing, that whole game is the first principle, that we are alive. Now, there's another principle that we're not just alive, we're aware. We have the capacity to experience life. Again, it would be very easy to take that for granted. There's an old Marshall McLuhan saying that, I don't know who discovered water, but I guarantee you that it wasn't a fish. Right? Because a fish swims in water all the time. It's not even aware of water. Well, because we are living in a field of consciousness, we're not even aware that that's going on. But you can become aware of the fact that you have the capacity for awareness, that we are living in this field of pure potential to be aware of anything. It's almost like the developing fluid for a photograph, that whatever goes into it is brought out. And consciousness is infinite, and at a personal level, we experience different levels of consciousness. So we can be conscious of just what's happening in front of us and just what's happening outside us. We can begin to understand more about how things unfold, and we can be conscious not only of what's happening outside us, but begin to become conscious of our own thoughts and feelings. We can begin to become conscious not just of what's going on outside us, our own thoughts and feelings, but of the nature of thought and feeling, which is what we're talking about in this program, of the nature of consciousness, of our capacity to be aware, of the nature of life, that there's this very ordinary miracle that we take for granted, most of us take for granted, which is that we're alive, that we're a part of this larger energy and intelligence of life. And then a third principle, what I call the creative principle, is the principle of thought. And the principle of thought is that we can think anything, which means, because we experience our thinking, we can experience anything. So one way to think about mind is infinite creative potential. And consciousness is what brings that potential to life. And thought is what distinguishes the different aspects of potential. It's been described as the missing link between the formless potential of mind and our actual experience of life. Now, at this point, it would not surprise me at all if you're going, yes, very interesting, very interesting. What's your point? And so let me see if I can simplify it a little bit. If you were to go to a movie studio where they were filming, you would see that even while something very dramatic is happening that's going to be on screen, so maybe a couple is making love, well, if you pulled back, you would notice that while that couple was making love, there were a bunch of people standing around with cameras and sound and lights and all sorts of other equipment. And if you went even further out, you'd see there was a whole crew setting up food and doing other things. And if you went around, you'd find props, and you'd see that there's this whole thing going on behind the scenes. And what we see on the screen is just a tiny, tiny bit. It's just like an end result of what's actually going on the movie set. In the 19th century, the Lumiere brothers presented one of the first examples of cinema. And it was a very simple shot of a train pulling into the station. So the camera was just there, and the train sort of came straight towards the camera. And people sat in the cinema, and they'd never seen a movie before. It's hard to imagine what it would be like to see a movie if you've never seen one before. But what happened is, as the train came into the station on the screen, half of the audience ran out of the cinema screaming in terror, because they didn't have any way of processing the difference between what was happening up on the screen and what was real. Well, the same thing is true in our experience of life. Because we aren't aware of the ordinary miracle of thought and how consciousness brings thought to life, we get fooled every time. And these projections of our mind, like those early movies to people who've never seen movies before, we experience them as though they're real, and we get terrified of the scary ones and excited about the exciting ones, and we fall in love with the beautiful ones. But the moment that we begin to understand how a movie works, our experience is forever changed. Now, what's interesting is I've spent time on movie sets. It doesn't ruin your enjoyment of a film. In fact, for most people, it deepens their appreciation of how much goes into it. And it's the same with ordinary miracles. As you start to look around your life and you start to see all the ordinary miracles that are unfolding all the time, the miracle of being alive, the miracle of having this capacity to experience, and the miracle of thought, that we have this power within us that allows us to take this pure, formless energy of life and create any experience that you can imagine from it. Life starts to feel like a much richer place. And like Einstein said, you get to start to live not as if nothing is a miracle, but as if everything is a miracle. And as we go on through the program, I'm going to be talking more about how these three principles connect to create your experience of life and to bring experience to life from the inside out. I'm going to give you a little homework assignment on this one. I'd like you to come up with an analogy of how mind, thought, and consciousness work together to create experience. And I'm going to give you one to start you off. Okay, and I'm going to stick with the movies. So imagine that consciousness is like the projector. It's just like a pure white light. And whatever you put in front of that projector gets shown up on the screen. And that screen would be our experience of life. Well, the film, what's going in front of that light, that's thought. And whatever film you put in front of the light, that's going to be what you're experiencing. So thought and consciousness are going to work together to create your experience up on the screen. Well, what powers the whole thing? Well, the energy behind the whole enterprise is the electricity. It's the life force of the projector. It's what allows consciousness to work. Because if the projector wasn't on, if there was no power, you could have the film, you could have the projector, but you wouldn't have experience. It takes all three working together to create your experience of life. So that's your homework, is to really just see what you can come up with as an analogy for how these three principles work together to create our experience of life.
Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.